Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I'm a lifestyle content creator, YouTuber, and the host of this podcast dedicated to women in their 20s and 30s who love all things self-care, self-improvement, lifestyle, wellness, and pretty much everything in between. So first and foremost, I just want to say happy summer solstice. I can't believe that it's officially summertime and we are halfway into 2024. But in honor of that, today I wanted to do kind of like a mid-year life reset episode, a little motivational chit-chat for those of us who need a little pick-me-up, because I know at the beginning of the year, so many of us are so motivated and inspired, and we feel like this is the year that our lives are going to change. We're going to reach our goals. And then as time goes on, as the months go by, we start to lose that new year motivation, momentum. So I kind of want to recharge our batteries and get us excited to continue with the rest of the year and to stay on track with our goals, our intentions that we set at the beginning of the year. And just based on conversations that I've had with some of you guys and also things that I've seen and heard other people say, it seems like a lot of us have had a rough start to 2024, at least the first half of 2024, for whatever reasons. I being one of them. If you guys listen to the podcast, you know that the first half of 2024 was off to a rough start for me. And I just want to say, if the first 6 months of this year have not gone as planned, or maybe you've faced some issues, setbacks, challenges, I just want you to know that it's okay. You are definitely not the only one. Like I said, I've had so many conversations with so many different people, and it just seems like a lot of us are kind of in the same boat. And although for me, the first half of this year has not gone as planned, I am still very much determined to make the rest of 2024 better than the first half. So if you resonate with any of this, if you've lost a little motivation along the way, or if you've been struggling, or you just need a little pick-me-up, this episode is for you. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
And before we get into today's episode, I just want to do a little check-in slash life update like I like to do at the beginning of every episode if and when I do have something to share. So I did not come out with an episode last week. I actually spent a week in California with all of my family. So my grandparents, my cousins, my siblings, aunts, uncles, everyone. And it was really nice to just see everybody because I don't typically get a chance to do that. And while I was there, we actually ended up throwing my grandma a surprise birthday party. So her birthday was that Wednesday, and we threw her like a little cake and everything, but that Saturday we actually surprised her with a whole birthday party, and there were aunts and uncles and, you know, people she hadn't seen in a while. And it was just really nice to see it all come together and just see our grandma enjoy herself. And this really meant a lot to me, like just being able to do this for her, but also spending quality time with them, because I don't think that I've actually shared this on the podcast or anywhere. I think I've only really ever told like a few friends, but part of the reason why the first half of 2024 was really rough and why I had a rough start to the year is because at the beginning of the year, my grandma was actually hospitalized. I ended up flying to California and going to the hospital, and just seeing her in the condition that she was in was really, really difficult. And if you've been through something similar, then you know it takes a lot on yourself, your family. There's just so many other things that take priority over anything else, and it was just really hard to kind of start off the year that way, especially because in January I was sick for a month straight, and then as soon as I started to feel better, my grandma was hospitalized. So before I could even get myself, my life together, I had to put everything on pause and go be there for her and my family, which of course is more important than anything else. But it was just like back to back to back life things. And just to see how much she has gotten better from February to now, she looks like a completely different person. She's back to her old self again. She is, you know, making jokes and doing all the things that I know my grandma to do and be. And so spending a week there with everyone just was very special to me. And I know that it'll be memories that I cherish forever. And honestly, when I left that trip, I left feeling like I want to be closer to my family. For those of you who don't know, I have family that live in Northern California and Southern California. I grew up in Northern California, but like my grandparents, my cousins, a lot of the family members that I'm close with live in Southern California. And so it's a struggle because we don't see ourselves living in the same exact cities that our families live in. So although we want to be closer to family, we don't know what that looks like or what that place is. But it has been something that's been on my mind. I don't think that it's going to happen in the next year or so, but somewhere in the future, I would like to be closer to family. I'm just waiting for the place and the time to be revealed to me. Like when I know it's the right time, it'll be made very clear to me. But it is a feeling that I've been having, especially because I'm getting older. My grandparents are getting older. My parents are getting older. My siblings are getting older. Time is passing by. And the older I get, the more that I really value being near my family. But I just don't know where that looks like, because like I said, I don't see myself living necessarily in the same cities as where my family resides. It's just not my vibe. It's not my scene. It's not where I see myself thriving, but who knows? Who knows what the future has in store? I just know that it is something that I do want for the future, possibly. But that trip meant a lot to me, and it was really fun to just be back with my family that I grew up with and that I love. So I actually flew to California, but I ended up driving back to Arizona, and we actually took a little mini trip to Palm Springs on our way back to Arizona, because where my grandparents live and where we live, Palm Springs is like in between. So we took a little mini trip to Palm Springs, and we didn't spend a ton of time there, but it's definitely a place I want to go back and have like a relaxing weekend there. So it was really nice to kick off the summer with some quality family time and a little mini road trip. And I've been home for the last week. I shared on my Instagram stories how this past week I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety. Just to kind of get a little deeper into it, pretty much every single morning I have woken up this past week with this overwhelming amount of anxiety. I feel a lot of pressure on my chest. I feel paralyzed, like I really can't get out of bed. It takes me hours to get out of bed, to get my day started, to just do like the simple day-to-day tasks that one needs to get done. For whatever reasons, I've just been dealing with a lot of anxiety, which I don't typically do, but I feel like as of lately, my anxiety has just come and gone a lot more frequently. And so this past week, I prioritized lots of self-care, downtime, just prioritizing my mental health, trying to manage my anxiety and just navigate my life as I'm feeling this way. And I actually ended up vlogging it as well. It should be up in my next vlog, which is coming out at the same day as today as this episode. But I basically bring you guys along with me as I just practice a lot of self-care and do small, simple rituals that help me feel better, that help my mental health, my emotional health. And honestly, now that we're towards the end of the week, I feel a lot better than I did at the beginning of this week. Again, I don't really know why I've been feeling this way. I don't really know what the cause of it is just yet, but it has been something that I've been mindful about. And some things that I've done to help manage my anxiety has been doing a lot of deep breathing. Like I said, in the mornings, I wake up and my chest feels heavy as if I can't breathe. And so I've been doing a lot of box breathing. I've been using my Dig Deeper journal by Inside Than Out a lot, which I really love because it has guided journal prompts. And so depending on how I'm feeling that day, I'll just go to whatever section that I feel will be best for me that day. And I love the questions that they ask. And so that's been really helpful. I've been laying out by the pool a lot, doing some reading, journaling, listening to music, just doing things that fill my cup up, make me feel good. And with that being said, I definitely took a back seat on content. It's the reason why I didn't have a podcast episode this past week, and I really haven't been posting a lot, and I've just been focusing more on the work that I do have to get done and things like that. But I definitely took a backseat in terms of productivity and work and things like that, and just focusing on self-care habits and things like that. So this episode honestly could not have come at a better time because I desperately need a mid-year reset right now, but I am determined to make the rest of 2024 even better. And I just need like a hard life reset. I need to refocus, reassess. And these are just some things that I'm doing to help me do that and boost my motivation and build my momentum again and just feel inspired to end the rest of this year off on a high note, on a positive note. And I hope that this episode helps you to do the same in your life as well. So the first thing that I like to do in my mid-year reset routine is to first reflect. I think before we hit the ground running, try to make the rest of 2024 even better, it's important to take a step back and reflect on the last 6 months. And what I like to do is have a cute little journaling session, maybe by the pool or on the beach, if I was by the beach, at a park, and just journal on a few questions. Some things that I asked myself is, what are some of my wins and losses of 2024 so far? What have I learned? How have I grown? And what has or hasn't gone as planned? I think it's just important to really take time to really think about all the things that have transpired throughout the last 6 months, the changes that you've gone through, the lessons that you've learned, how you've grown, before we really reset for the rest of the year and get back on track, because those things are going to be huge determining factors to how we choose to move forward for the rest of the year. I know for myself personally, some wins of 2024 has been getting an unexpected opportunity at a job that I did not see coming, improving my daily habits, my wellness routines, becoming more consistent with myself. Some losses that I've experienced in 2024 so far has been losing certain friendships, certain things not going as planned or not having made the progress that I've wanted to make. And one major lesson that I've learned so far in 2024 is that although we might have a plan of how we want things to go, at the end of the day, there are so many external factors that are at play and things that we cannot control. And sometimes we just have to do our best with whatever cards are dealt. Sometimes that's not always going to be what we want, but we have to accept what is and where we are. And with that being said, another lesson that I've learned in 2024 so far is you cannot rush the process. You cannot rush when things are going to happen, how they are going to happen, when you have to be patient and have full faith that things will happen when they're meant to. There are so many goals and things that I had planned, and now that I'm 6 months into the year, I see, okay, I have to be a little bit more patient with certain things. It's not the right time, it's not the right circumstances, and I've learned to accept where I am right now instead of rushing where I want to be. The second step to this mid-year reset is, I think, reassessing your life and yourself. We are constantly growing and evolving, and I think 6 months is a good mark to take a look at how you've grown, how you've changed. Maybe the things you might have enjoyed or valued 6 months ago might not be something that you want or value now, and maybe who you were 6 months ago might be a completely different person now. I know just from personal experience, some of the things that I thought I wanted at the beginning of the year are definitely not things that I want at this moment. Maybe in a year or two, but right now it's not something that I'm actually wanting. And even just thinking back to the person that I was 6 months ago, it honestly feels like such a different person. And taking a look at, okay, who am I now? How have I grown? And I also like to do an overview of my life and assess what is or isn't working for me anymore. And this could be a habit that's holding you back, or a job that's affecting your mental health, or a friendship that maybe has run its course, or maybe it's like a lifestyle change that you've been wanting to make but you haven't for whatever reason. And just taking inventory of where your life is, what's going on in your life, what's no longer serving you, what you need to get rid of, what you need to change, so that you can do so and move accordingly for the rest of this year.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So a few of these tips that I'm sharing with you guys, I've actually already done myself. And one thing that I noticed when I was kind of in like my reassessing my life phase, and I was thinking about all the ways that I've personally grown and how I'm different and my values are different and the things that I want are different. One thing that I realized is that some of my goals are different and have changed since the beginning of this year. As we grow, as we evolve, so might our initial goals, and a mid-year checkpoint is a good time to kind of go back and check in with your 2024 goals. So maybe take a look at that list. Have any of these changed for you? Where have you made progress? Have you not made any progress on certain goals? Are there some goals that maybe you want to put off for another year, another time, or maybe it's just not something that you want to work on right now? And I know for me, I literally did this process before I recorded this episode. Some of my own goals have changed. There are some things that I thought I wanted to happen this year, but now, again, that I'm like halfway into this year, I feel like it's just not the right time, and I scratched certain goals off, I adjusted others, and I added some, I took away some, and I just think that now is a good time to really check in with those goals. It's okay if they change. It's also okay if you haven't made progress with certain goals, if there are goals that you realize, oh, I have not put any attention and energy into this specific goal. Is it something that you want to focus on for the rest of the year? Something that I've learned when it comes to working on my goals, especially like yearly goals, is that I do not have to work on every single goal throughout the entire year. I can break it down in many different ways. You can choose to focus on 1 to 3 goals every quarter and change it up, or you could focus on accomplishing one goal and then moving on to another goal. When it comes to your yearly goals, you don't have to work on every single goal that you have throughout the entire year. You could split it up in whichever way you want. And there are some goals that I've just naturally been working on that I really haven't had to remind myself to do these things, because it's just something that I'm passionate about and I really want. and it just comes naturally to me to work on these goals, whereas there are other goals that I have that I do want to accomplish and I have to remind myself to work on these things. So it really just depends on the goal, on how you feel about the goal, and if it's something that you actually want. And I think it's okay to change your mind about things. That's something that I really want to emphasize, because I know it's easy to feel like a failure if you choose to not work on a specific goal, or you choose to push a goal back to another year, or you feel like it's not going to happen at the end of this year. You are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to change your plans. You don't have to stick to one plan just because you decided at the beginning of this year you wanted to do X, Y, and Z. If that's not something that you actually want anymore, or it doesn't feel like something you want to focus on, you are absolutely obligated to do that. I know for me, one thing that I thought I wanted to do this year, and it's something that I haven't completely cut off as a goal yet, but it honestly just isn't something that I feel inspired to do right now, and that's to come out with merch. I honestly made this a goal for myself because I felt a lot of pressure from other people saying that they wanted new merch, they wanted sweaters, they wanted totes, and they wanted this and that. And so I felt obligated to make this a goal for me for 2024. And honestly, like, I did start working on it a few months ago, or I think it was last year, actually. I started working on it and I have not given it much thought or attention since then, just because there have been other goals that have taken more of a priority, that are more exciting for me. And so this is one goal that I'm still contemplating. Is it something that I actually want to do? Because in all honesty, if it's something that I do want to do by the end of the year, I have to start working on it now so that I can have merch ready by fall time, because it's like the perfect time to come out with sweaters and things like that. And honestly, my mind is just not thinking about merch. I have a million other things I would rather do and that I'm excited to do before coming out with merch. So it's looking like it might be something that I push back to next year or just some other time. But I'm just here to tell you, it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to say, actually, I don't want this, and it's not something that feels aligned. So just take time to really check in with your 2024 goals, see what's changed for you. Have you made progress on any goals that you actually want to achieve? If not, where can you begin taking action on some of your goals? And really refine your goals so that the next 6 months are very clear for you and you have a sense of direction. You know what you need to focus on, what you need to do, what you need to get done. With changes to your goals and your intentions, I think it's also a good time to kind of refresh your routines as well. So for example, let's say at the beginning of the year, you had a goal to wake up at 5 a.m. every single day. And now that we're halfway into the year, you're like, actually, that's not really a goal of mine that I want anymore. So of course, naturally, that's going to affect your routines and what they look like. So just take a look at the routines that you have now. Do they align with the revised version of your goals and where you are at in your life and where you're trying to go and who you are? And figure out what changes you need to make with your routines and things like that. I know for me, some of my routines that I've changed are I'm taking 10K steps a day, and that affects my daily routine because I split up my steps. And so now I wake up early in the morning and I do half of my 10K steps, and then I have like a midday break and I do my other 5K steps. And I never used to have that type of routine. I also started using a new workout app called Form, which I'm sure you've heard of, by Sammy Clark. And that's something that I'm incorporating into my routine because I decided that I don't really want to go to Pilates right now. I kind of want to take a break from going to a Pilates studio, just because with my new schedule and everything that I have going on, I find that I'm wasting money every month paying for a membership because I don't have the time in my schedule to go to the Pilates studio and get my money's worth. So for the time being, I would say for like the next few months, at least until fall time, I'm taking a break from going to my Pilates studio. I have the rest of this month to finish up, and then from July to maybe like September, I'll be taking a break from that. And I'm now using the Form app to do my Pilates, my strength workouts at home here at my gym, and I've been loving these workouts. I get a great workout, and it's just something that works for my current schedule, my goals as of now. But again, that might change in a few months. But honestly, had I not taken the time to reassess my goals and really figure out, okay, what's working for me, what's not working for me, I probably would have never thought to take a break from my Pilates studio, because I genuinely love going there. But I took a look back at the last few months, and I've honestly been wasting so much money because I only realistically have time to go a few times a month, and it's just not worth it for the time being. But once I do have more time to actually go, then I'll get back to it. But those are just some examples of ways that I'm refreshing my routine. And my last tip for our mid-year reset is to exit your lazy girl era. And I don't really mean lazy per se, but I think sometimes we can get stuck in the planning and the prepping of it all that we forget to actually take action and get things done. I know I've done this in the past, especially when I was first starting to plan my business. I did so much planning and prepping and back end work, and then it just came to a point where I actually had to launch my business and just do it. And I think sometimes we can get stuck in the planning and prepping part of it all. So if that's you, if you've been planning your goals, prepping for the things that you want to do the last 6 months of 2024, and you haven't really taken action, now is the time to take action. And you only get better, you only get closer to your goals the more you take action. It doesn't have to be perfect, whatever it is that you're working on or focusing on. You don't have to be an expert at it. You don't have to have all the answers figured out. You will learn and grow as you go, but you have to get started. You have to get going. You're never going to get to your end goal if you don't start. And that's something that I think is really important for us, because it's so easy to get stuck in the planning and prepping era of it all. And I think sometimes we get stuck in this phase because taking action is scary. It gives us a chance to fail, to mess up. We don't want to experience those things, but it's only in the messy, chaotic action that we take where we get better, where we learn, where we grow, where we're able to make mistakes and learn from them. So if you've been in your planning and prepping era for too long, it's time to start being in your doing and taking action era, so that you can actually make progress and see movement forward and momentum growing in your life in whatever area or way that you're trying to see change and growth. And so this is my little mid-year reset motivational pep talk for you. I needed this as much as maybe you might need this. Like I said, I kind of was in a funk this week. The first half of this year wasn't the greatest, but I truly am so determined to make the rest of this year even better. I feel like because there's been so much setback, that just means for a greater comeback for the rest of this year. And I'm just truly so excited for what the rest of this year has in store. I feel like I've learned so many lessons. I've pivoted and made the changes that I needed to make, and I've grown, and I'm ready to like apply everything that I've learned in the last 6 months and just move and build momentum towards my goals and everything. But I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. I missed chatting with you guys so much, and I hope this was the mid-year motivation that you needed to reset your life for the rest of 2024. If you love this episode, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post on your Instagram stories, and tag me in it so that I can thank you for listening. Be sure to rate and leave a 5-star review so that more people can discover this podcast, and share this episode with anyone who you think also needs a little boost of motivation for the rest of 2024. That is all I have to say. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.